this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A local official and an analyst say residents of the Niger village where four U.S. soldiers were killed this month may have delayed the soldiers while an ambush was set up and helped to lead the victims into a deadly trap. The village chief has been arrested since the attack, lending credibility to the suspicion of local involvement. He is in government custody, according to several officials. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff says the families of the four U.S. soldiers killed in Niger deserve a quick and accurate investigation. Marine General Joseph Dunford spoke to reporters Monday as the Trump administration strives to clear up the still murky details of just what happened during the October 3rd operation. Dunford acknowledged that many questions are still unanswered, and even the Pentagon does not know exactly what happened and why. He said the probe is also geared toward learning lessons. The general said that the initial assessment is that the U.S. forces were ambushed by local tribal fighters associated with the Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is visiting Pakistan this Tuesday to meet with leaders and reinforce the Trump administration's message that they need to take more action against the Taliban and other militant groups based in the country.
And we have made some very specific requests of Pakistan in order for them to take action to undermine the support that the Taliban receives and other terrorist organizations receive in Pakistan.
He said the U.S. relationship with Pakistan will be based on how it acts and that the goal is to create the opportunity for peace and stability both there and Afghanistan. Pakistan has acknowledged that it has some influence with the Taliban, but says it does not control the movement of its leaders. This is VOA News.